tiny arid flakes molted from the roof, resembling a sleet of miniature autumn leaves as they scattered over the grass below. Rivulets of dust trickled down the walls. Within 20 minutes the entire edifice had dissolved like a sugar cube in soft, warm rain. Forget discovering Ione Saldana existed. Forget discovering Latham was still alive. This was the ultimate interview. For this, Collins would make her their premier anchorwoman for the rest of time. For this, she would be respected and lionized across the Confederation. Kelly Tyrrell was the first reporter in history to interview the dead. And as the dead went, Sean Wallace was agreeable enough. He sat on the rear bench of the lead hovercraft facing Kelly and stroking Fenton the whole time. Jalal kept a heavy-caliber gauze rifle leveled at him. On the front bench beside her, Razor was listening intently, making the occasional comment. The trees were thinning out as they raced for the end of the jungle. She could see more of the red cloud band through the black filigree of leaves overhead. It, too, was becoming flimsier. There were definite fast-moving serpentine currents straining its uniformity. Strangely, for there was no wind at ground level. Sean Wallace claimed he had lived in Northern Ireland during the early 20th century. "Terrible times," he said softly, "especially for someone with my beliefs." But he had just shaken his head and smiled distantly when she asked what those beliefs were. "Nothing a lady like yourself would want to know." "He died," he said, "in the mid-1920s, another martyr to the cause, another victim of English oppression. The reason the soldiers shot him was not volunteered. He claimed he hadn't died alone." "And after?" Kelly asked.
"Ah, now, Miss Kelly, afterwards is the work of the devil."
"You went to hell?"
"Hell is a place, so the good priests taught me. This beyond was no place. It was dry and empty, and it was cruel beyond physical pain. It was where you can see the living wasting their lives, and where you drain the substance from each other."
"Each other? You weren't alone?"
"There was millions of us, souls beyond the counting of a simple Ballymena lad like myself."
"You say you can see the living from the other side?"
"From the beyond, yes. 'Tis like through a foggy window. But you strive to make out what it is that's happening in the living world. All the time you strive, and you yearn for it. You yearn for it so hard, lass, that you feel your heart should be bursting apart. I saw wonders and I saw terrors, and I could touch neither."
"How did you come back?"
"The way was opened for us. Something came through from this side, right here on this sodden hot planet. I don't know what the creature was. Nothing earthly, though. After that, there was no stopping us."
"This Xenoch, the creature, you say, let you through. Is it still here, still bringing souls back from the beyond?"
"No, it was only here for the first time. It vanished after that. But it was too late. The trickle was already becoming a flood. We bring ourselves back now."
"How?"
Sean Wallace gave a reluctant sigh. He was quiet for so long, Kelly thought he wasn't going to answer. He even stopped stroking Fenton. "The way the devil lovers of yesterday always try to do it," he said heavily, "with their ceremonies and their pagan barbarism. And God preserve me for doing such things. I used to think what I did before was sinful, but there's no other way."
"What is the way?"
"We break the living. We make them want to be possessed. Possession is the end of torment, you see. Even with our power, we can only open a small gateway to the beyond, enough to show the lost souls the way back. But there has to be somewhere waiting for them, some host. And the host has to be willing."
"You torture them into submission," Reza said bluntly.
"Aye, that we do. That we do indeed. And mark you, there's no pride in me for saying it."
"You mean Ryan Mulvey is still there, still alive inside you?"
"Yes, but I keep his soul locked away in a dark, safe place. I'm not sure you could call it living."
"And this power you mentioned," Kelly pressed the point, "what is your power?"
"I don't know for sure. Magic of a kind. though not a witch's magic with its spells and potions. There's a darker magic, because it's there at a thought. So easy it is.